West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, among the significant capital projects locally that could see completion sometime in the new year, Carroll County's new 62,000 square foot admin building on College Street in Carrollton.
Because we are more in a historical area, a lot of the homes have been there in the 20s, and it is a neighborhood. So we wanted to build something that reflected very well for the neighbors. We look back the 1850, 1860-ish courthouse. There's several pictures of it, paintings of it around the community. We decided that would best reflect what was Carroll County. And because it's four-sided, there's not really a front and a back when you think of a lot of buildings. So we wanted to make sure every side was appealing to those living or working in that area.
Carroll County Commission Chair Michelle Morgan was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program. The new admin building is expected to be the one-stop shop for most Carroll County government departments.
Just making it where when you need to go somewhere, if you need a fire report or if you need to vote or get your taxes, you know the location you're supposed to go in. It's not three different places and trying to figure out which one is which.
Meanwhile, Morgan says the county is hopeful to designate money for a new sheriff's office in 2025. The plan would be temporarily move the sheriff's office across the street to the former West Georgia Technical College building while the new office is being built on the current site. The start of that project could be several years away, though.
We're going to ask the citizens to renew a SPLOST in November of 2025. And part of that renewal SPLOST is going to be to build a sheriff's office that is conducive to the business they're now doing. You know, the building is over 50 years old, the current sheriff's office. We've got 200-something people now that work for the sheriff's office. We need to make sure that they can do business in the area they're doing. So what we plan to do is move the sheriff's office into those current offices. Like, we're just going to keep repurposing as best we can and then build the sheriff's office where it currently is. We leave the jail.
Elsewhere, the city of Villarrica could determine plans for the former Butterballs Automotive property on West Bankhead Highway in 2025, according to interim city manager Diana DeSantos.
GDOT did approve our right turn in and out, the ingress and egress, because that property does have some challenges kind of being that corner lot right there. Ultimately, I think this is a really good opportunity with a public-private partnership to get our Downtown Development Authority involved and really see this project over the finish line, working with local developers and really kind of getting input on the best use for that property. There are renderings for a coffee shop. I think at one point in time, there was potential for a welcome center there, but definitely an opportunity there for a public-private partnership with our Downtown Development Authority.
And Community Voice programs with Morgan and DeSantos are now archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.